to the I would have.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Do you have a strong appetite? Do you have strong appetites? Have you ever allowed your appetite to overrule your common sense? In my book, Swapping Housewives, I write about the complex and complicated relationship between Jacob, Rachel, and Leah. I call it the original baby mama drama story. Their story is found in the book of Genesis between chapter 26 and 30. Twin brothers, Jacob and Esau, try to control their birth order while in their mother's womb. Esau won the struggle in utero, and Jacob won the struggle in adulthood by controlling events and manipulating his father's favor at the behest of his mother, Rebekah. With the great indoors, he was hungry, so the trickster Jacob offered a trade. Hey, I'll give you food for your birthright. Well, Esau said, okay, that's fine. Esau traded what could only be obtained by birth for a bowl of soup. His hunger blinded him. His appetite blinded him, so he didn't realize he gave away what was precious and permanent for something that was transitory, his hunger. Many times we make grave mistakes when we allow our appetites to overrule our common sense. Our hunger for money, sex, power, can disrupt a holy lifestyle, can disrupt a holy content, and create a hellish context. It can erode relationships with God and the people that we care about the most. Commitments become like Teflon. Nothing sticks, or should I say, no one sticks. We lose sight of what is precious and permanent because our urges confuse our understanding of what is treasure and what is trash. Well, what do you think? Do you know the difference between what is treasure or trash? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.